Loyal listeners, even though Her Loyal Sons is coming to a close, there will still be more content in the future. In fact, you can catch this entire season's podcast archive ad-free over at patreon.com/ndtex. And once I step away from HLS, you can find additional works there as well. It is just $1 a month or more, if you so choose. And I would like to take this time in our last few episodes to thank everybody that has joined by name. Jude S., Joe S., Fitter, Catherine M., Stephen B., Sapipa, Chris W., Stephanie J., Winston P., Dan P., John M., Connor H., Matt A., John, Jordan B., Brent L., Brian S., Shane P., Stacy, and ND Vader. Thank you all so much for your support. I hope you continue to do so, and I hope if you haven't joined yet, you will join patreon.com/ndtex as we take the next step of this adventure. Now, sit back and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the final sim in HLS history. I'm your host, Ryan Ritter. You can call me ND Tex. Thank you for everybody that joined us live here for one last time on twitch.tv/herloyalsons. The channel will have everything on demand after this one is done. Of course, you can also catch everything on demand via audio form over on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts at. herloyalsons.com/discord. We will always be there, and for about a week or so, herloyalsons.com. Shane, we have made it, my friend. How you doing?
It's weird, you know, sitting here on set, looking around at all the achievements of art that we've created, like that monstrosity of trophies down there. It's weird, man. It's weird that it's finally here, but at the same time, like I was telling you earlier, it kind of feels like any other day because it just, this feels like something that we've done so many times. It's like, it's hard to accept that it's the last time, but also, God, thank goodness it's the last time because fuck.
Yeah.
This is just, it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, it does take a lot out of you. I'm still going through allergies, so apologies if I'm sniffly and got the sore throat going, but I'm going to fight through it. I'm still going to ignore it all. We got the Fiesta Bowl sim coming up. We got the actual Peach Bowl going on in the background here. Mm-hmm. Just watch Michigan State moss some poor bastard from Pitt. But we are going to give you Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, and the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl just here in a little bit. But yes, this is the last sim. It was really weird. I had to, like, we did have all the artwork. One thing that is missing, right down there, we had BK Homeboy. I had to toss his ass, yeah. Who?
Some guy and his family have left the station? Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. Okay. I was like gonna get a picture of Freeman. I ran out of time because I had to make a virtual change in the game because I'd be damned if virtual BK is going to show his face in this game. So unless my little emulator thing did something weird, we got virtual Marcus Freeman leading the Irish.
I really hope it's just the video game Brian Kelly, but brown.
I changed the body type and everything else.
It would do that. It would do that to us, wouldn't it?
Well, it does have something weird. For whatever reason, the body type of the coach, for whatever reason, I don't know why, if it was just in the editor that it was weird, like it looked like they had, you know, that turf protector, that white tape down the arm.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, he had it on.
Maybe like, they created for what? The new, because you know that the new models of all the players have that was never in the 14 game,
right?
So maybe what they did was whoever applied the African-American skin tones applied that strip to all of them, so when you picked one, you just kind of got it with it, maybe?
I'm thinking it's like the face type, like, changes the body type, too.
Sure.
So I'm thinking that might be it. Shell. Yeah. So that'll be funny, but it kind of makes Marcus Freeman look like a badass, like he's about to go fucking tackle somebody.
Like he's about to go. Come out here, bro. I'll take a hit.
Exactly. A little bit of actual preview stuff that we will talk about. Obviously, on the Notre Dame side, you know about our opt-outs. You know there will be no Kyle Hamilton. You know there will be no Kyron Williams. So, yep. Logan Diggs is at the top of the depth chart, so he will get the start in this game. Chris Tyree will get subbed in as often as the game will allow. Obviously, the subs in NCAA is always weird, but that's the 1-2 punch with Audric Estime as number three. The other thing that we have with the defensive side, you got Ramon Henderson and Xavier Watts that are going to be in the secondary now. Let's say
great,
and the Griffith DJ Brown connection as well.
Okay,
obviously Avery Davis still hurt out. Josh Lugg is out. He tweaked something in practice. If you haven't caught that, but however, Blake Fisher, he's back. So yeah, he will be getting the start at right tackle in this one. And there has been some reports that Cam Hart looked a little banged up, but I have not seen anything that has ruled him out yet.
Didn't happen in the sim.
So he will remain in the sim, just to kind of let you know that's going on. There are a couple different injuries over on the Oklahoma State side. None of them are really huge. The one that is important is actually on the positive side for the Pokes. That is Jaylen Warren, who was out for the Big 12 game, championship game, will be back in full speed for the Fiesta Bowl. NCAA, no surprise, has him as an impact player. They also have Spencer Sanders as an impact player, which I've seen him play, and I don't know about that one. But okay, guys.
He's an impact player for the defense, the opposing one.
Yeah, and the other thing to note is we got more position fuckery, Shane.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, we got more position fuckery.
Yeah, some weird position titles, right?
Yeah, there is a CW, and when I saw that on the tight end position, I'm like, they did not list it as cowboy. Please tell me they didn't name the position cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
They did.
Yeah, the cowboy back.
Yeah, the cowboy back.
Or like I told you before the show, I prefer the poke back.
God.
Yes, that's the thing they chose.
Fucking Gundy, man. That's so goddamn stupid. You'll also see, I don't know how the game will reflect it, but this is a 4-2-3 defense. The three here is three safeties in the backfield, two linebackers and four down linemen. I don't know how it's actually going to be reflected because NCAA doesn't, or it'd be 4-2-5, excuse me. But instead of a nickelback, you have three straight up safety positions that rotate around the field. So that's really most of what's going on. Shane, I like this matchup a lot for Notre Dame. I think this plays very well into our hands as far as the matchup we get. I don't want to make fun of the education that's given over in Stillwater, but we'll just say one of the players thought that we had a CBS contract and that there's a 40-year waiting list to play us.
I saw that and I was like, what? Is this is the VIP at the Snake Hole Lounge? What is this?
I was like, please say psych.
Nope, he meant it. Somebody, probably okay. Mike Gundy, got up there and was like, you know, there's a 40-year wait list to play these boys. Like,
I saw it on Newsmax.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. All right. But it was close. It was close. You know, you hope they can land their shots, but it's like everybody is aware that Notre Dame has an exclusive deal, and yet nobody actually knows what it's about. It's amazing.
Or how it works.
How it works, where it is.
Shane, nothing. You remember when I said I was waiting for the backbreaking pick six so I could cover my Michigan State spread?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eddie.
Oh, that is rough. Oh my God, I think I'm watching it right now. I literally just watched it happen.
Keep watching the fans. There's about to
Oh my God.
Do you see the fight about to square off?
27, off to this finger up in the air, slowly trotting onto the Panther.
Yeah, keep. Yeah, there's fans that look like they're about to just get into a huge fight.
Oh, man.
Oh,
17
baby.
Rips his helmet off. Max. Surrender Cobra looks at his dad. Oh, okay. Pitt fan and Michigan State fan are screaming at each other's faces.
There it is.
Screaming wide-eyed. Oh, boy.
Oh, rough. Baby. All right.
There you go. There's your cover.
Yeah, there's my cover. 2-0 on the day. If I had remembered to wake up in time, or not wake up in time, but stop working in time to put in. Oh, I've been there, bud. Oh, there's tears. Yeah. Like, legit tears.
The Cobras and the tears.
Oh, no. There's a dude in overalls and no shirt you're going to see soon that is legitimately crying.
He's hugging
crying.
His towel.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Guy in the
yeah.
background.
I feel bad for him. I feel legitimately bad for her.
Woman is looking at her husband. This woman's looking at her husband tonight
God.
Is going to suck.
They went they went back to him. Don't do that.
Oh, he's,
oh
there
come
he
on,
is.
Man.
There he is. He is crying. Full
oh, they're
going
to cut back to him after the extra point, man. It's mean.
They got
it's
him.
Mean.
They got him. They got him with the shot where you see the shoulders doing the.
I know. Oh. Like, the poor guy just became a meme. Jesus.
Brutal.
All right. All right, well, enough of that. Let's get here for what you are all here for. It is the last time we do this little virtual football dance. I warn you in advance, the game is really high on Oklahoma State, so we'll see how this bullshit goes.
Inexplicably.
Shane, are you ready, sir?
Yeah, I think you could say I'm in an okay state of mind. Ah? Ah?
And there's a man.
And here we go. One more time in HLS history. The pageantry, as the game says. It is the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. We are in a dome stadium, so there's no weather. It is perfect. This game, no COVID concerns whatsoever. Omicron doesn't exist in here. It, for the first time ever, is Notre Dame and Oklahoma State. A top 10 matchup you never saw coming. Oh my God, Michigan State!
Oh my God. Oh my God. First of all, pull the game up on my screen and then you just need, no. Oh, this is an insult.
I'm sorry.
Oh boy.
And Notre Dame wins the toss and they'll receive. Oh my God. That's the funniest unintentional onside kick I've ever seen.
Oh,
meanwhile,
my God.
Tyree
he traveled like 60 yards and they still onside kicked it. And they still got it. Anyway.
Oh, I can't stop laughing. That's unbelievable. Oh, man.
That might have been genius. They found a dead zone where no one was and they just recovered.
So after the 27-yard return, it is a handoff to Tyree. He's got a huge hole.
An
11-yard gain. Excuse me. That is Logan Diggs on the 11-yard gain.
Turf toes. Nope. Okay, so this is going to be the Logan Diggs show. Now, something that the Notre Dame social media account did today very cleverly was they put out like a video game highlight reel of the season, and not one shot featured anybody but Logan Diggs in the running back position. So it was pretty solid.
Very well done. And a 2-yard run to follow that up. Ball is now pushed up to the average 41-yard line. Cone comes back out with 3 receivers. And a handoff again to Diggs. He tries to bounce to the outside, but loses yard. It'll be 3rd and long after the first 11-yard gain. Tried to run the counter there, but linebacker didn't bite there.
Yeah, I get the sense that, you know, I know that the idea is don't run the ball on this Oklahoma State defense, but that's exactly what Tommy Reese wants to see what he can do with, and then the rest will come together.
Back to pass, holds on to it for too long, and he is
and
sacked.
Cones it. All right.
Tyler Lacy on the sack. So a promising drive that stopped short immediately. 2 straight tackles for loss, and now the Irish will punt it away. Brennan Presley is back to receive, but he is not going to get this shank.
Yikes.
I don't know what Brandon was doing
Where
on that one.
Where did this go?
I have, out of bounds like it is 40. Marked at the 37-yard line of Oklahoma State as Spencer Sanders comes out with Jaylen Warren off to his left side in the shotgun. 4 wide, read option. Sanders holds on to it, and he is taken down for a 1-yard loss. J.D. Bertrand on the tackle.
I'm looking forward to our first exposure to Sim MF, no longer Sim BK.
Three down linemen. Marcus, nobody's going to stop Freeman now.
That's right.
Four wide for Oklahoma State. This is a handoff, and nowhere goes Warren.
All right.
An excellent play there. J.D. Bertrand again. They're going to go ahead and give him another TFL on that one.
I mean, so it is for all that Notre Dame struggled with, this is a good start on defense.
Third and 11. Four receivers. Sanders back to pass. Screen being set up. It's complete to Warren. He has some room, has the first down, and goes across the midfield after the 14-yard reception.
Unacceptable.
And there's the nightmare fuel known as Pistol Pete.
Jesus Christ, Pistol Pete. God,
four wide for Oklahoma State. Sanders back to pass. Throws over the middle to a wide-open receiver, Blaine Green, on that 9-yard reception. Slot receiver is just short of the first down. Ball well into Irish territory now on the 41-yard line.
All right. They're going to have to get something stopped here because...
Speed option goes nowhere. Thank you, Isaiah Foskey. Takes Sanders down immediately.
Yeah, it's like that perfect position where he cuts off the pitching lane and tackles him from that. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Can't ask for anything more in that one. Four wide, third and four. Sanders back to pass. Now scrambling, he's sacked by Heinisch.
Sacked. Oh.
Well, Notre Dame matches serve with the TFLs back-to-back to get Oklahoma State off the field. Right on the PlayStation logo goes Sanders' ass.
Beautiful. Save that one. Boom.
So now, all of a sudden, Oklahoma State is punting this away on their side of the field, punting from their own 49. And they're going to let this one go to Salerno, and it is a touchback. Notre Dame will take back over.
Thank God.
On their 20-yard line.
All right, so we both got the ball, and nobody wanted to do anything with it. Let's start over.
Both Diggs and Tyree are in the backfield as Austin comes in motion in this three-wide set. Cone hands off. This is to Diggs. He goes across to the right side. Breaks a tackle. 7-yard gain.
Nice.
So it is. It is indeed the Logan Diggs show. He has gotten every single touch thus far, Shane.
Yeah, I suspect. I mean, I just feel like you want to get the hot hand involved. I know Chris Tyree is coming off that turf toe.
Well, now Diggs, same two-back formation, but Diggs splits out wide. Here's a screen over to Lindsey. He breaks a tackle across the 30, 35. Wow. Taken down at the 40. A very well-executed play by the Irish.
Notre Dame screenplays that go for first downs. Like, I still will never get used to it. And I guess never will, because this is the last time we'll see them.
If you don't get used to it now, you never will. Yep. Cone, back to pass. Throws this one deep. Almost picked off.
I mean, thank goodness it wasn't.
Lindsey had a step.
Yeah, just wasn't going to get him.
But it was underthrown. That was Jarek Bernard Converse on the play.
Wow.
Yeah, there are some names on this team.
Jesus.
Diggs gets his hand off, and he gets a yard before he's taken down. Third and 9 coming up for the Irish.
All right. See if I can get something vertical going, maybe. You know, just go for it at this point.
Well, there's three receivers. Mayer is in as well, tight to the line. And a draw to Diggs. That was kind of a weird give-up play.
Yeah, what?
No gain, and now the Irish will punt it away.
Outright surrender, Cobra.
So Marcus Freeman likes to play field position football? No me gusta. Let's not do that shit.
Please no.
And great punt coverage as Brennan Presley has nowhere to go, is taken down immediately by Tariq Bracey. Gosh, I cannot talk today.
At the touchback line, basically.
All right. First and 10. Ball is on the Oklahoma State 21. Sanders back to pass for the Pokes. Two-man rush, and Heinisch still gets him.
What?
Unbelievable.
What? The offensive lineman was tackled farther behind than the quarterback was. That was how much power Heinisch brought to both of them. He threw the lineman into him.
Foskey went back in his zone, and it was just Heinisch and MTA on the rush, and Heinisch got home. Now Warren gets the handoff and Foskey trips him up after a 5-yard gain. It'll be third and 12.
Now we got to keep it honest because it's third and 12. And last time they had the situation, they converted an 11. So
they did. It was the third and short they couldn't handle.
Yeah.
I like the chat. Boo! Yay! Boo.
Yay!
Back to pass to Sanders. He throws towards the sideline and it is knocked away. Perfect. Great play by Cam Hart. Really hope you're healthy, my friend.
Yeah, he will be. Fuck it.
And now it'll be punted away. I should have made my Havoc box bigger here. It's already getting full, and it's only the first quarter. What in the world are you doing, Salerno?
What are you doing? Why are you going backwards? Why are you running at all? He's avoiding the ref.
What the hell? He is credited with 5 yards, but let's be honest. Okay. He lost 2 yards from where he should have caught that.
What he lost the most was my respect.
This is the thanks I get for actually putting Salerno in the game. I took effort.
Yeah.
And a read option. Cone takes this up the middle, breaks a tackle, goes up to the 31-yard line after a 3-yard gain.
Wow. I mean, a 3-yard gain makes Jack Cone look like he's running for a first down every time. It's unbelievable.
So second and 7, ball is at the 31 of the Irish. 2 tight end formation. Head off to Diggs. He's going to try to take this to the outside. I tell you what, that outside run is not there. Taylor Lacy gets him again.
Well, it looks like whoever is up there supposing to get to the second level, 73, not quite doing that consistently. So
that would be
whoever that free linebacker is. Yeah, that free linebacker just kind of keeps crashing down and shutting that down.
5-wide drink. Cone back to pass. Throws it short to Mayer and throws it way too far to the sideline. And that will be another sad attempt at a third down. The Irish will have to go 3 and out again.
Okay.
Are we having fun yet? What happens when you let Bill Polian get away?
No, I was going to say, Sim BK leaves and takes points with him, apparently.
And somehow Presley was still not down. He gets 17 yards. On a weird return. The ball's going to be close to midfield.
I couldn't even see the punt travel. That was weird.
So to be first and 10, we're going to go ahead and say this is on the 49-yard line for the Pokes. Sanders has 4 receivers, plus a cowboy in motion. Oh, my God, Warren just got obliterated.
Yep, just erased. Erased.
Both MTA and Foskey were all over that in the backfield. That is the 6th tackle for loss on the day for the Irish.
I mean, it's been, less than a quarter? I'm okay with this.
Sanders is back to pass. It is complete to Tay Martin. And it is an 8-yard gain, 3rd and 4, right, upcoming.
Just get the ball back. At this point, shut it down, get the ball back.
Ball is on the Irish 46. 1:18 left here to go in the first. Sanders.
Net.
I think he tried to throw it. I don't know what you're going to call that.
Yeah, that was like, you know, when you really, really confidently build a paper airplane in class and then you throw it and it just fucking ducks. Yeah, that.
And this punt is away. Salerno will wisely let this one go into the end zone. Well, the Irish will again get a chance to do something on offense. So far, it's been a couple 3-and-outs and a little bit of promise here and there.
Just the worst. I mean, the worst. Ugh.
2 tight end set for the Irish. Play action to Diggs. Thrown to the sideline. It is complete to Lindsay for an 11-yard gain.
All right. See, now we can get the passing game moving because it was really, it was really desperately needed, a completion.
4 wide for the Irish now. Cones back to pass, setting up a screen. Blown up. Diggs would have been better off letting that one go.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the loss. Really cool. Happy about that.
Yeah, like, Cone's got to know better, too. I mean, you got to throw that one away or something.
Yeah, I mean, also Cade Madden, like, you don't want to just kind of stand next to the event. You want to be part of it, but call me crazy.
2nd and 16, Mayer goes in motion across the right side of the line. Back to pass is Cone. He throws it deep. Almost picked off. Again, another step and just cannot convert it.
Yeah, I feel like we should probably I don't know, get away from that one, because that's twice that almost should have been picked off, and I just don't feel good about it anymore.
It should have been TDs both times. Well, Lorenzo Styles gets involved, but it's just a short 2-yard gain. Notre Dame goes 3 and out yet again. 0 for 4.
And yet another team. And yet again, another team opts to not score any points. Please, you score. You try.
Better blow all your points now. We're not going to have any left after this. And that is an 11-yard gain on the punt return. Again, good field position for Oklahoma State. They're winning that battle. That's the only battle being won so far. Ball on the pokes, 43.
This just has a weird smell about a defensive score coming.
And it was almost there. Spencer just threw up an absolute duck.
Yeah.
And somehow was still almost caught.
I feel like the sim will not stand for 8 or 9 consecutive drives with no points and therefore insist the defense score.
Warren gets a handoff and, oh, he should have been stopped in the backfield.
Yeah, that
was... But absolutely willed 4 yards out of that.
He blew up Bertrand, who then accidentally got Drew White removed from the play, and then that was it.
Oh, we have our first technical difficulty. I'm being told there was no sound, so we got to figure that shit out.
No audio. I hear the audio.
Oh, my gosh. We all heard it. Here, we'll see if that works any better. Back to pass. Almost picked off on the screen.
Should have been.
MTA, that had thick six written all over it, buddy. Well, at least the good news that we'll be punting it away. This one's probably going to go into the end zone.
That's got to be a real knee to the old emotional nutsack.
All right, okay. I know that one went through. That
I
one had
that.
To go through. I saw it popping up in everything.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard that one.
Like loud.
Yeah.
Back to pass. Not on their side. It's Cone. And dropped by Styles.
I still see the mixer, by the way, instead of...
Oh, yeah, my bad.
There you go.
All right, they hear it now. We're all fixed.
Great.
Diggs, 7-yard gain on 2nd and long. It'll be 3rd and 3 as the Irish will attempt to convert their first 3rd down of the game.
I'm not picky. Just get 1st downs. Just do that. 0 for 4.
And here comes a deep pass. It is complete to Austin. Welcome to the game.
It's about time that shit worked. I mean, damn. 20 yards.
I mean,
might as well.
They're getting separation on the secondary. Cone's got to convert these.
This is true. This is true. They are getting quite decent separation on the back end. Feels like an opportunity that they just have not exploited.
Well, the Irish are getting dangerously close to midfield for the first time in a long time. They will hand it off to Diggs, who got a huge hole up the middle, and he goes across to the 45, 2nd and inches on the 10-yard gain.
Wow, there's a lot of room there. I mean, what happened? Oklahoma State defense, huh? What's going on?
Sucks. Irish finally in Pokes territory.
I was going to ask him if they're okay.
And it is complete to Styles, who breaks free, breaks 2 tackles, goes across to the 25. What a play. 21-yard gain by the freshman.
Yeah, when you get the low freshmen, right? Lorenzo and Logan, just get them all involved. Doesn't matter. Success.
1st and 10. 6:50 left in the half. Irish threatening to get dangerously close to the red zone would be the first team to crack that magical land all game long.
All game long.
Here comes Tyree busting through the line.
Wow.
2nd and inches again, which apparently was D. Bosser's Tinder name, 2nd and inches.
All right.
6:20 left in the half, 4 wide for the Irish. Hand off to Tyree, goes across to the 5 with a 9-yard gain.
Wow, so 1st down, not only 1st down, inside the 10. Can you feel it coming in the air tonight?
1st and goal for the Irish. 4 wide, but all tight in the formation. Back to pass.
Oh, he's throwing the ball.
Throws it wide open to Deion Colsey, freshman fiesta.
Wow. So if you had asked on the podcast for Irish Illustrated, Tim Priester would have just lost the bet because Colsey would have got his touchdown first.
That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. Cross-podcasting, guys, because we're leaving, so.
The kick is up and good, and Notre Dame, there's Marcus Freeman with the turf tape.
Hey, there we go. Look at him getting ready to get fucking tackled. I love it.
And the kick is all the way through the end zone for a touchback. Pokes will take over at their 25 with 6:04 left to go in the half.
All right.
Now, if Notre Dame can keep going and clamp down on defense, I like the feel of this.
I was going to say, yeah, this game might be over.
False start by the Pokes there. Feeling the pressure.
Someone shook.
So it'll be first and 15, backed up to their own 20. The Pokes will come out with four wide. Warren off to Sanders' right. And this will be a speed option. This time Sanders has a little bit of a lane and then gets knocked all the way back for no gain.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're really going to run some speed option nonsense right now? Really?
Tariq Bracey finally cleans it up and gets the tackle for loss.
Okay, I mean, they just lost five fucking yards. I mean, it wasn't, what?
Back to pass, screen coming. Warren is all covered up.
Amazing. Just
this is the tackle
the receiver
for loss fiesta. That is the eighth TFL.
At this point, I'm not sure what this Oklahoma State offensive line is doing, but it's not protecting.
Honestly, this offense seems very realistic for what we saw in the Big 12 title game, save for the fact they have Warren, and he's doing precisely dick. And there's Warren, and he goes nowhere again. Adebiola, back-to-back tackles for loss for that man.
Three straight losses on that drive. Cool. And a penalty.
That was... Whew, I got the vapors.
Ouch. Ouch.
Fourth and 19, and Oklahoma State will punt this away. Great field position coming up for the Irish. Salerno gets this at the 40. Goes across to the 50. 13-yard return and into Pokes territory go the Irish.
All right. I mean, I'm feeling this. So far, so good.
I'm liking it. 5:05 left to go in the half. Irish could put up a two-score lead, which would feel like a million at this point.
Hit him deep.
Hand off to Diggs, and he loses a pair.
Yeah. Well, crashing defender had beat his block by the time the handoff exchange took place. I mean, that was screwed from jump.
The third tackle for loss for Tyler Lacey on the game. There's havoc everywhere. Two tight ends for the Irish. Mayer goes in motion across the left to even up the formation. Cone throws it over the middle to Mayer. He's got the pass. Takes three men to bring him down for an 11-yard gain.
Still gets the fucking first down. Wow. Close. Caught that about 5 yards behind the line.
1 yard shy. So Notre Dame looking for their second third down conversion all game long. Stiles comes in motion across to the right side and joins Austin. Hand off to Diggs, and he's got the first.
Yeah,
great push by the line.
Such push. Yeah, they had at least 5 yards on him. Free first down.
Ball is on the Pokes 36, excuse me.
So if Tommy Reese needs to figure something out.
And a handoff, and Diggs tries to get to the outside, but is tripped up.
Just tripped.
Brock Martin on the tackle. That is the sixth tackle for lost for the Pokes. So a very defensive game, to say the least. Hope you bet the under.
Yeah.
And Diggs again. They're trying to bounce him to the outside. That is just not
really
working.
Do. Yeah, they really want to get that edge speed going, but yeah, right now it's not. The protections aren't there. You know, it seems to be working up the middle. Just push.
Third and 10. Back to pass is Cone. As time throws over the middle to Lindsey. But he will not make it, only 6 yards.
All right, well, walking away with three.
So on fourth and three, Notre Dame will opt instead for the 46-yard field goal attempt. Kick is up. Kick is good. 10-0. Notre Dame leads over Oklahoma State.
Yeah, game might be out of hand, guys.
We got a blowout.
A whopping double-digit lead. Oh, shit.
And this door kick is away, and it goes to the back of the end zone. So once again, the Pokes will try to get something done. If anything, maybe try to prevent the Irish from going in double digits on tackles for loss on this drive.
They have a lot of work ahead of them.
Sanders back to pass. He's now scrambling. He's got some room. Yeah. Breaks a tackle from Houston Griffin.
Oh, Houston Griffin.
An 18-yard gain for Spencer.
Needed to secure that one.
J.D. Bertrand finally cleaned it up at the end of it.
A 3-on-3 crime.
Oh, Houston, buddy.
Just threw his ass aside. Oh.
First and 10, ball on the 43. Sanders moves around. Pass is complete to Warren, tackled immediately by Cam Hart after the 7-yard gain.
Yeah, he had a lot of room there. Just a lot of time to decide.
Second and 3 coming up. Ball at midfield. 2:45 left to go in the half. All teams have all 3 timeouts. Carter goes in motion across the line. Sanders over the middle. It is complete to Blaine Green. But just short of the sticks, it'll be 3rd and 1.
Yeah, there's still an opportunity to shut this down.
Full house formation for the Pokes.
From the
and it's a handoff to Warren. He bounces to the outside, and he gets 5 yards. And a Oklahoma State first down. And he is getting up very slow. Oh, my.
He's holding his shoulder. Oh, buddy.
Just over 2 minutes left to go. Pokes in Irish territory. Handoff is over to Dominic Richardson. He comes in to spell Warren. He gets a 4-yard gain.
All right.
Back spasms for Warren, but he will return soon.
Okay.
So good news there for the Cowboys.
Good for them.
4 wides. Sanders back to pass. Complete to Richardson for the 5-yard gain. Another 3rd and 1 upcoming.
All of a sudden doing work. I mean, any opportunity to shut it down needs to be taken.
4 wide. Sanders again back to pass. Throws over to the middle to another open receiver who gets a little bit loose. That is John Paul Richardson. A 15-yard gain. And Gundy takes his first time out as his team finally comes into the red zone.
All of a sudden they got an answer.
4 wide for the Pokes. Sanders hands off to Richardson, who bounces off to the left side of the line and gets 5 yards before he's run out of bounds.
You see the runs that they're trying to get Notre Dame, you know, trying to get the Notre Dame backs involved in, but not working. So it's hard to see against you.
2nd and 5. Speed option coming. Sanders tucks it and is drilled after a 2-yard gain.
Probably could have.
3rd and 3. Couldn't tell if that was Foskey or Bracey that put out the knockout punch. Did the offensive lineman just punch his own quarterback?
Yeah, what?
Weird. Ball is on the 12-yard line. 2 backs in the backfield for this pistol formation. 3rd and 3. Hand off to Richardson. He's got the first down and gets inside the 5. Another timeout taking. The Pokes have 1 left. It is 1st and goal. 51 seconds left. 4 wide. 3 over to the left side of the field. And this is just a straight handoff, and pulling defenders is Warren, who is back in the game. Only a 2-yard gain. No timeout being taken. Clock is running. Back of the pistol goes Sanders. He pulls it down after going back to pass and walks in for the touchdown.
No problem. Yeah, no problem.
So after struggling mightily on offense,
Coach Elston wasn't ready.
Oklahoma State finally pulls it together and gets their first score of the game. Extra point is up and good as Tanner Brown pokes it through.
Yeah, the shootout begins, right? Right at halftime.
36 seconds remaining. And this will be a touchback for the Irish as they will try to come out. They have all 3 timeouts, but we'll see if they attempt to use them. Oh, man, that was take my breath away. Lots of talking. 36 seconds left. 3 wide for Cone and the Irish. Mayer comes in motion across the right side of the line. Back to passes Cone. He pulls it down, and he only gets a yard Notre Dame does not appear to be taking their timeouts here. I think Marcus Freeman is going to be content to go to the locker room with the lead.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, why mess with a good thing?
Second and 9. Clock still ticking. I don't know if the Irish are going to snap this one or not.
They
it
shouldn't.
Does not appear so. Well, at least run to something. There we go. They ran something. Did it go anywhere? No. In fact, it was another loss.
Great.
Your score at halftime, Notre Dame 10, Oklahoma State 7. And we will be back in the second half right after this. Shane, let's just keep it going. We're going to have the music going in the background. I'm wearing it right now, y'all. Home field apparel.
Not on me right now, but I have one.
Oh, I made sure to get my comfy hoodie on. This thing is just like an absolute warm hug. Sure, it's in the 60s outside right now, but I'm finding any excuse to wear it in this warm Texas weather right now. I tell you what, the Saluki stuff was a big hit at Christmas. The Auburn stuff was a big hit for my sister. Everybody was happy. If you haven't done it yet, y'all, make sure you head over to homefieldapparel.com. Absolutely incredible designs. Great retro work from all kinds of schools. If they don't have a school that you love yet, I guarantee you they will. Use the code LOYALSONS for 15% off your first order. Almost gave you an extra 5% there. And again, homefieldapparel.com. Let them know HLS sent you. Tell them we're dying, so buy shirts.
Wait, yeah, there's a Furman University shirt that says FU all the time. It's
and
my
you
favorite
own it.
Shirt
I
now.
Saw that. Oh, and Mrs. Tech, she made the Christmas reel of photos. She
there
made
you
the
go.
Good Brands official advertisement. I don't know if I get to invoice for that or not, but again, homefieldapparel.com. And we are back for the second half. Kick is away, and the Pokes will get to start this one at the 25 after their touchback.
All right, let's just hope Notre Dame got a lot of information from that one successful OK State drive and decided no more. Enough.
It would be nice. Only a 3-point lead. Warren, that looks like he's going to start to get cooking. That could be dangerous. 14-yard gain right out of the gate.
That's the opposite of no more. I would like to go back to the no more, please.
It is now 1st and 10. Ball on the Pokes 39. Sanders back in the shotgun. Hand off to Warren. Got a little problem in the backfield, but he still manages to get a couple yards behind a nice push with his O-line.
Yeah, I just remember all the first down, not first downs, and the, all the not executing. And
they had 9 tackles for loss. They didn't even hit double digits. So disappointing. Well, Richardson gets back involved in this 2-back set. He gets 7 yards. It'll be 3rd and 1 upcoming. There were 2 of those on their scoring drive. Oh, right. We got a little bit of an update. I didn't even know. I guess Rodriguez was on special teams or something because he's not a number 20 I have.
Okay.
Flag on the play. That would be a tackle for loss for Foskey if this is on the offense. And it is. Freeman, please be smart and decline it. Freeman, no. No, what do you do?
No.
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 No. No. Decline. Decline.
Rookie head coach in play. Oh, my God. Well, we'll do it all over again in his 3rd and 10.
Force the punt.
Oh, back God. To pass to Sanders off his back foot. It is complete to Brennan Presley. That will not be enough. The Irish hold fast, and they will punt it away. No, Enzo, per whatever you are, we are not going to buy followers. You instead are going to get banned from chat.
Bye.
We're not even like going to be here that much longer, and you found a way to get banned.
Nice.
Salerno takes this punt, actually dodges a defender. Gets an 8-yard gain.
Okay. All right. So Irish, far, good.
Go for it.
Good start.
1st and 10 on the Irish 24. Hand off to Diggs, and he is stuffed. Antoine gets in there for that tackle for loss.
He ran directly into the defender. I mean, He got the result he asked for.
Well, I hope if you wanted followers, you click the spam link quickly. They also have your credit card.
Damn it.
Logan Diggs. Those were 4 yards. Yeah, Jessica likes blue tape. Where her viewers are like, wait a second. Tex, why are you banning people?
I missed the followers drop, y'all. Fuck.
Third and 7, meanwhile. 5-wide drink. Over the middle, complete to Lindsay. Breaks a tackle. Goes across to the 50.
Doing drugs, 40, everybody.
He's in a foot race. To the 20. He is gone for the Notre Dame touchdown.
Everybody, 5-wide. That's the ultimate 5-wide drink. Everybody.
Oh, babe, finish your beverage.
Salute, everybody. Welcome to the final sip.
Oh, Lindsay has been getting separation all game, and he says, damn it, I am doing it myself.
When have we seen a 5-wide drink bomb score like that? Probably never.
Never. It is always a 2-yard gain. Yes. The shootout is in effect.
Amazing.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Final sim magic.
Oh, yes. Final sim magic coming in strong. Yes, Speedy Gonzalez is back at it again.
I love it. Elvis with the name drops. I love him.
I can't believe I forgot the unofficial nickname that we gave him a couple sims ago. Sanders is back to pass, and it is picked off. Jack Kaiser takes this one across to the 30-yard line. Oh.
All engineered by a Foskey smash right at the point of the pass. Wow.
Absolutely beautiful play, and the Irish are in scoring range once again with 5:35 left in the third. This is what did him in at Baylor, and guess what?
Magic.
There's an offense on the other side of the field this time.
Yeah, I told you. He's an impact player for the opposing defense. It's just what he does.
Handoff. Good push up the middle for Logan Diggs with an 11-yard gain. Like you said, Shane, just take it up the middle.
Right up the middle. No need to get cute on the edges. That's where all their speed is. Up the middle. They're trying to put safeties in the box. Just outrun them.
Back to passes cone. Setting up a screen. Blockers are there. Oh, Diggs breaks a tackle. No, go inside. What are you doing?
It's okay. He had it.
Ran out of bounds for the 2-yard gain. He had a TD. Oh, man.
Damn.
Second and 8. Ball on the 15-yard line for the Irish. Styles goes in motion across to the right side of the line. Alone. He'll join Austin. And Diggs, trying to run that counter play, just goes absolutely nowhere. I do not know if that play has worked yet. Besides stacking Lacey stats for tackles for loss.
If that were a straight draw and he had just followed his momentum up the right side of the line, he'd have walked in for a touchdown.
Third and 10. Back to passes cone. Throws in the end zone. Touchdown. Irish. The freshman fiesta continues with Lorenzo Styles.
Yeah, on the low over here. Got him.
And all of a sudden, the 3-point lead will be extended. Well, point after pending here. Let's go ahead and get that extra point up and through. It is now a 24-7 lead. The Irish are up by 17. Man, that was quite a nice little swing there. Thank you very much, Mr. Sanders.
In 2 drives, this became a shit game.
Hey, this is a way to send us off right here.
Yeah.
Please don't let him back in the game. Virtual no Freeman, I beg you.
No more. Yeah, no more points for them.
First and 10. 4:47 left after the touchback. Sanders back to pass. Throws to Ward out in the flat. And my God, just absolutely abused. God. Who was that?
By Drew White. Drew White hurt him.
Oh, no. He murked someone else. I don't know who that was. Absolute stiff arm from hell. Oh, and a drop pass. Hate to see it. That was Rashard Owens on the drop.
Okay, Tariq, enjoy.
So it'll be 3rd and 4. Only 2 have been converted so far. This will be their 11th attempt. Sanders is back to pass. Throws towards the sideline. Almost picked off again. Oh, but we got a flag on the play. Oh,
what?
It wasn't even catchable.
What?
What?
This is some Big 12 ref bullshit. Don't like that.
Marcus Freeman voicing his disdain.
Yeah, beside himself.
The only person that had a chance at that was Cam. What in the world?
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, there's a gift. 3-yard run for Warren. Boy, that took the wind out of my sails. 4 minutes ago, okay. 2nd and 7. I think that's the first DPI that we've seen called.
Like, yeah, probably.
All of our years doing this.
Yeah, probably, actually. And it was really weird.
And Warren gets another 2 yards, so here we go again. 3rd and 5. Last time they got bailed out by bullshit.
They're going to try to throw the ball.
To a Notre Dame defender.
It's not going to go well.
Sanders back to pass, trying to screen. Oops.
Yeah.
No yards.
Yeah.
4-yard loss. That is Adebiola's 4th tackle for loss on the day. And there's magic number 10.
Yep. There you go. Double digits. Game's still in the 3rd quarter.
And now on their own 44, Oklahoma State will punt it away. Salerno back at his 15, receives it, jukes a defender, goes to the 25. Wow. Look at the Salerno moves. Where did those come
away from? Two people.
There we go. He's making up for whatever that second return was that he just kind of let go behind him.
Unheard of stuff in this final sim. Crazy.
Ball is on the Irish 29 to start this drive. 3:12 left to go in the 3rd. Play action. Oh, deep pass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the back shoulder nearly worked there. I think that was intended for Austin. I couldn't tell. Yes, it was Austin. Imagined.
Yeah, I think it was Austin.
2nd and 10. 3:06 left to go in the 3rd. 2 tight ends. Lindsey coming in motion to join Austin on the left side of the line. Speed option. God help us.
Why?
God couldn't help us there. 0-yard gain.
Yeah, no blocks, no yards. That's how that works.
Christian Holmes picks up his first TFL. Now they're in double digits. Back to pass is Cone, and it is it's dropped!
Wind leaves.
That was Deion Colsey was the intended receiver. I think he was worried about keeping his feet in bounds on the drag there.
Freshman.
So Notre Dame will have to kick this one away. A great punt inside the 30.
Wow.
But it will come all the way to the 41 as Presley makes up 13 of those yards.
All right. Well, a little bit of
life. They got to score and score quick.
I don't see it happening.
Full house formation with 2 Cowboy backs. There's a play action to Winoba. It's a triple option to Warren.
Oh, God.
And Houston. That was a lot of effort for 3 yards.
Yeah, that really was. That 30 yards of running.
With me just my jaw dropped, not knowing how to call the play. I apologize to anybody listening on the podcast.
Meh.
4 wide. Another option coming. This time Sanders will tuck it down, and he'll have the first.
Just outside. Drew White had the edge, but we got blocked just long enough for him to get the first. Okay.
Ball is now in
the logo.
Ball is now in Irish territory on the 48. 2 minutes remaining. Warren gets a handoff. He's met after a 2-yard gain.
Right.
2nd and 8 upcoming. I'll tell you what, if we hold Warren to less than 50 yards by the 3rd quarter, I will be happy.
Yeah, I mean, he's only at 39 now. I feel like they're trying to stay away from the pass. It's pretty obvious.
Huh, I wonder why. Well, this time Richardson gets the call. Oh, my God!
Got a murder. Just we witnessed an assassination on the field.
True
White kicked him off his feet and put his face in the dirt.
It's like back when Rhino was in the WWE and you got Jericho, Gore, Gore, Gore.
Oh, fuck.
3rd and 6, and Sanders gets caught up behind his own running back on the drop.
He got caught in his own back. Oh, just ate that shit. Oof.
He manages to get the ball away. This is going to be a sad punt. When you're down by 17, you should definitely punt inside the 45.
All that work turns into one.
He tried to cough and corner it, and he goes in the end zone. What a shame.
Oof. Yikes.
God. What an incredible back-to-back couple of plays there. First and 10. 1:14 left to go. Three wide for the Irish. Diggs over to Cones left in the shotgun. Speed option. Cones going to take this. Because when you think speed option, you think Jack Cone.
I think them legs. Those cheese Wisconsin legs of his. Ah.
2 yard gain on that. Whatever. Oh, five wide. Here we go again.
Here we go.
Back to passes. Cone. Throws it to the sideline and throws it over everybody's head.
Thank goodness. Because he would have eaten that sack.
Damn thing. Oh, he absolutely would have.
Most of the time.
Notre Dame trying to get their fifth third down conversion. 4 for 10 so far. And, well, throwing short of the sticks wasn't going to do it, but the pass was swatted away anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we're back to punting.
Momentum.
Punts back and forth. It's like that. This game's got the roller coaster vibe to it. We get the high peaks and then just a lull, and all of a sudden we just have our stomachs drop out of nowhere of some excitement.
Yeah. Although it further reinforces that like this lead is it's feeling increasingly insurmountable.
Especially with only 39 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball is basically at midfield.
Oh boy.
A weird route there.
Oh,
it was like
boy.
Almost like a reverse jet sweep. It looked fancy, but Gellin got 4 yards.
Yeah. Thank God that pass was caught. As soon as that man went in motion, I'm like, God, if he doesn't catch that, it's a fumble. Oh, boy.
And a handoff to Warren, and he manages to fall forward for 5 yards. I mean, he got an extra 3 yards after first contact from Matabiola.
Yeah. Yeah. He just got clipped by him, fortunately.
Third and 2 coming up, 4 wide, but I don't think they're going to get a snap off, and they will not.
Yeah.
So we headed to the fourth quarter. The Irish have a 17-point lead. Folks, buckle in. This is your last quarter of HLS Sim football.
Oh, man. It's about to get either very real or be very boring.
Or very sad.
Very tragic, yeah.
So again, 3rd and 2. Hand off to Warren. He's met behind the line, and he's taken down.
That's got to be a real knee to the old emotional nutsack.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an Oklahoma State fan on there. I know what that was actually for.
Yeah, of course.
4th and 4. Desperation is coming
Might
in.
Well.
They're going to go for it. Why didn't you do this in the third when you were inside the 45? Come on.
Lose more yards.
Sanders back to pass. Throws it over the middle. It's complete to Richardson, who drags defenders 11 yards.
All right. They got what they needed. Oh, God. There's time.
Nightmare pee.
Every fucking time. It's like if Yosemite Sam were real. Fuck.
4 wide. Blitz coming. And a wide open Jaden Bray pulls that one in. It'll be 2nd and 6. 7:25 left to go in the game. Ball just inside the Irish 30. Wait, what's happening down on HLS? I don't know, bud. Do you work here? And no gain because Warren ran out of bounds as soon as he caught it.
Nice.
Third and six coming up.
Nice. It's a smart second down play. You know, gain no yards. Compromise your situation. Great. Amazing.
And that's some ND on CBS bullshit right there.
That's right.
Sanders. Back to pass. Wide open. Where was the coverage on that one? Jaden Bray is brought down at the 5.
Problematic. Hole in the zone. Hole in the zone.
A 25-yard gain. Was Houston just expecting like the coverage to magically appear? That was his guy.
Yeah.
Buddy.
This
has been rough for you.
Have I shown you the transfer portal, Houston?
that's just mean. Well, Jalen Warren finally gets a touchdown run.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, Marcus Freeman lined up with 3 down linemen on 1st and goal. And
go for 2.
Oh. Here's what you get.
Damn. All right.
Milfie, the funny part is you think Irish Elvis would actually take over HLS.
He would absolutely never do that.
Yeah, that thing would build up cobwebs worse than what I'm going to leave it as.
Yeah, yeah. You'll come back in like 6 months and it will be nothing but a bunch of like multicolor rainbow GIF ads all over the page. A bunch of Nyan cats and fucking NFTs that have just taken over.
Oh, well, there was an extra point that was good. Kona under center after the touchback. Hey, look, the outside run finally worked.
Oh, nobody home. I thought Cowboys were supposed to keep, you know, keep charge of their land and make sure that nothing went amiss on their watch. Is that not their job? No?
Sometimes Cowboys get drunk, Shane.
Okay.
Sometimes Cowboys get drunk.
Yeah, but sometimes when a certain culture meets the Irish, they lose. You know what I mean?
Second and inches. Handoff again, trying our luck on the outside. Only a yard, but that's all we needed.
It's enough.
Happy leprechaun dancing.
It's enough.
Keep that clock moving. First and 10, 10-point lead. 6:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Two tight end formation. Austin coming in motion to join Lindsay on the right side. They're going to run the speed option to the left to go.
Okay. Sure.
He got it by the line and lumbered forward for 4 yards.
And still gained a fuck ton of yards. For Jack Cohen, that was a miracle.
You know that quap game where you had to like do the keyboard to make your guy run? That's what he looked like there. And a completion to Lindsay. I'm assuming this is a face mask.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Yep. So Lindsay had the first down for his fifth reception, and he will get 15 more as Israel Antoine gives pop for 15 more. The ball is now on the Cowboys 35, and time is ticking away. Irish can seal this one up.
Just a couple runs.
Make three it wide. Oh, and there's a sack.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, there's never a good time for a sack, but it just feels like, you know, when fresh off of a Oklahoma State penalty, and just you know, that's not the time you want them to gain any momentum.
At least it was only 6 yards, and the clock keeps running.
That is true. Look on the right side because the game's almost over.
Second and 16, under center goes Cone. Play action has all day. Throws over the middle and it's it should have been complete, but it was dropped.
Kevin Austin.
That was actually Braden Lindsay with his second drop of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good for 2-3 to those every game.
Third and 16. Cone back to pass. And it's going to get sacked again.
Okay.
Fourth and 24 coming. So they got the entire face mask penalty back.
Okay, great. Now let's see if we can just coffin corner this punt and make them work the entire field, because I feel like, you know.
Oh, looks good. It looks good.
Looks good.
Oh, it goes off his helmet. He muffs it. Inside the 10. Take it out. It will not get to the 20.
Even better. Even better.
Look at this. This is great. We're going to get a replay.
It hit him in the face.
Oh, we did get a replay of it hitting him. Damn it.
Oh, but it bounced off of his head for sure.
It did. That was really funny shit. All
right. Again, final sim freakiness.
First and 10, 4:47 for Oklahoma State to get 10 points.
Are you not entertained?
Throw a pick.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you're here?
That is a 2-yard gain for Warren. I should have cut that sound off after. There's a long pause there.
It's that very pregnant pause before he adds the final not important part.
And Warren, you know what? I am fine with him being the only offense right now because that keeps the clock running. First and 10.
Inside of almost 4 minutes.
4:15 by the time this thing gets set. They're in no hurry.
Tick, 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 tick.
This is awesome. And a screen coming. Oh, Warren slips through.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but we got a flag. Did somebody hold? That didn't look like a face mask from here. Clipping, even better.
Even better. Come all the way back, 15 yards.
It will be first and 10 on their own 32, so I guess that happened downfield.
That is the worst kind of bullshit offensive lineman penalty. 15 yards for that shit. Yikes.
So now the ball is on the Pokes 32, so everything was undone after that penalty. Handoff again, and this time Richardson is brought down behind the line.
Murdered.
Justin Adamiola with his first tackle for loss on the day.
Great timing. Set him back. Keep going. One more time. Let's do another one of those drives where it's three straight losses. That was fun.
Irish daring them to run with three down linemen, but they load up the box hilariously. Well, they do run. Bounce to the outside. Only 4 yards, and again, the clock ticks away. Third and nine upcoming.
I see you, Prince Kali, getting involved in the game. I see you. Freshmen all around.
Man, they are just getting so slow to get set. This is amazing.
They don't give Sanders, a shit.
Oh, throws across the middle. And Rashad Owens gets his first catch of the game and goes across midfield. Now we see some urgency. 3:20 left to go in the fourth.
All right.
Back to pass. Throws deep. Picked off by Ramon Henderson.
Yeah. Done.
And where are you going, done. Buddy? Buddy,
where are you going?
It's those that way.
What was that? He did a loop around the falling defense. Okay.
I don't know what to do with my hands. You know, what do I do?
You know when a dog really excitedly successfully catches a ball in the air and doesn't know what to do? Where do I go? Are there more dogs?
Oh, my gosh. The second interception of the game. Ramon Henderson filling in for Mr. Hamilton nicely there. And a 9-yard game by Logan Diggs.
I'm sorry, he wasn't filling in. This is his thing. This is what Ramon Henderson does his whole career. Literally, second all two games of it.
2:30 left to go.
Ooh, get a first. Get that first. Nice.
And stopped just short. Put it on your testimony, man.
Yeah, the man. Bowling ball Bring the beef. Some. Bring in the Kobe.
Third and inches. Five wide. Yes.
What? That's just perfect summation of this entire sim. The snapshot that we're going to get to look at for the next 15 seconds, okay? A five wide on third and inches. Take it in, folks.
This is beautiful.
Soak it in.
Absolutely beautiful.
Five, four, three, snap.
Back to passes code. And it is complete. Oh, and it's fumbled. He dropped it and it got picked off. Oh, my God.
Because perfect. Why not?
Lindsay's third drop is a costly one. Oklahoma State takes over inside the Irish 35. Sanders throws to the end zone. And it's picked off.
Turn it over. What did I just say? They're going to turn it over again. Just call that.
Y'all, that is freshman Xavier Watts the interception.
I love
your converted wide receiver saving the day. The freshman fiesta continues.
Undoing damage. Amazing.
And Logan Diggs runs over everybody for an 8-yard gain. Gundy uses his first timeout. 1:33 left.
Dude, what a psycho sequence of nonsense this just was.
That
back-to-back turnovers.
Peak sim to end this thing.
Maximum.
And Diggs gets the first down. It is academic now. Notre Dame will win the first game of the Marcus Freeman era. They will win
New Year's Six Bowl.
Their first New Year's Six BCS Bowl since the fucking 90s. Gundy will use his last timeout. There is no fake news that bails you out of this one, Gundy. Notre Dame not even coming out of the victory formation. They don't know what to do with themselves.
If you have a drink left, it should be finished. It should be long, at least along its way to being finished.
Third and five. So technically, Oklahoma State can get the ball back, but it will not matter at the end of this. There will be less than a minute to go whenever the Irish decide to snap this. They will hand off. And it is a first down. Logan Diggs seals the game.
On the low, low.
92 yards for the freshman. And it is victory formation for Jack Cohn and the Irish.
That's right. Jack Cohn is in
on the Fiesta Bowl logo.
All it took to win a New Year's Six Bowl was to get rid of Brian Kelly. You're welcome.
I nearly spit my drink off. And that is your ball game. Notre Dame 24, Oklahoma Amazing. State 14. Three awesome. Interceptions for the Irish, 12 tackles for loss, two of them sacks.
Yep.
What yep. a game. And who was our final player of the game, or did I already miss it?
It was Jack Cohn. Three touchdowns, no interceptions. Yes! It was fucking Jack Cohn.
Wait, they gave him no interceptions?
No interceptions.
So they erased the one he had. That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Wasn't his fault anyway.
They made it a fumble.
Ever. All right, folks. There you have it.
It's been fun.
The sim goes out on a high note, and just like we all expected, it took us playing Oklahoma State in the Fiesta Bowl with not Brian Kelly this year to get That's us right. off the schneid. Just Marcus like we Freeman. All predicted.
Marcus Freeman, man, walks in his first game, coaches a New Year's Six Bowl, and wins it. Mm. Poetry.
I need this to happen. Oh, man. That was good. We're going to take it all in. We'll see every right.
Look
picture
at all these
from
freshmen.
This. And now Look it is over. Them. Yeah, that was definitely the old freshman fiesta happening there. Wow. Woo.
Amazing.
What a game. And guys, you know that this sim is special because I was loud as shit and Mrs. Tex did not come in
Said
once.
Nothing. Mia, are you happy? This is like the first time you're really on the pod. What do you think?
Oh, I like the bow tie.
Yeah. That oh, is, yeah. She that was her mom's choice. That, Mia, what do you think? Good? No? Are you miserable? Okay.
Play with the mic. There you go. It's like, yeah. Get that shit out of my face.
Yeah, she hates it.
All right, folks. Well, there you have it. Hopefully, we are able to replicate this. So the pod schedule that's going to happen is that we will record. It will not be live streamed, but record Saturday night once the playoff games are in hand, so that way we can get it to you Sunday morning. The finale of HLS in podcast format will be the day after. We will record the day after, or the evening after the national title. We are not going to stay up that late to record an episode. To hell with that. We still got to work. And so you will see that episode the Wednesday after the title game, and that will be when we put a bowl on HLS. Look, you can still find us. We will be around on Twitter. If you want to join us on Discord, we will always be there. HurlWallSons.com/Discord. I'm probably going to merge my Extra Life Discord in there as well, so I don't have to manage two communities
Smart.
at once. So there will still be stuff going on. We will still be here to talk football, but the HLS scheduled stuff will be going away. As I mean, Shane, you are about to enter fatherhood. I'm gonna go be a better dad. I cannot lie. Taking it easy and not worrying about this stuff until like the very last minute has been very liberating. I'm ready to go, y'all. I will miss doing this very much. The sim. This was something that Shane and I said, how about we just try this season? And it became something else. So we're glad that y'all enjoyed it. We're glad we could entertain you. Any last words before I sign us off tonight, Shane?
It has been magical. I mean, I couldn't have imagined a better representation of everything that the Sim was, that the Sim Notre Dame team represents, than to, you know, throw back-to-back, have back-to-back turnovers, five wides on third and inches. I mean, fuck me. This is just exactly what I could have ever could have hoped for. But yeah, man, it's been real. It's obviously been a lot of fun, but you know, we're always going to be together on the Twitter machine as long as we, you know, enjoy the live game watches that we all do together. So definitely keep it locked there. And though I'm almost never in the Discord, you can still find us both there every once in a while. but yeah, man, it's time to move on. You know, I'll be a dad in roughly 6 to 8 weeks. Now, so it's gonna be a whole new lifestyle change, but I think it's for the better.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. All right, folks, we got a couple more podcasts left, so thank you everybody that joined us live here on twitch.tv/loyalsons. Make sure you subscribe to those last podcasts and give us some last minute reviews over on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify and Stitcher or wherever you happen to get your podcast feeds at. We will always be hanging around at HurtLittleSons.com/Discord. And for just a little while, you can find the full archive over at HurtLittleSons.com. Until next time, y'all, go Irish, beat Pokes. Let's get a New Year's Six win. Have a good one. All right, y'all, thank you again for all the kind words. We love y'all as well. Let's beat Popes. There's a good intro. We'll end it right there. Y'all have a good one.